It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Ensure the regular season is fun and all, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of basketball playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now's the time to crown a champion in DraftKings Sportsbook, putting you in the center of the action. Plus, don't forget about hockey's playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering great odds and promotions all week long to help you make it rain. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up for limited time. All users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out by offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20-plus dollars on all first-round playoff action. Again, that's promo code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. He's Greg Pickle. Greg, this quarter we're going to go a little bit different, still talking about the same topic, but in this whole process where the Big Ten has canceled the fall football season, there's been a lot of players involved, and by players I don't mean the guys on the field, I mean those off the field, commissioners, presidents, athletic directors, coaches, and I wanted you to have the opportunity to grade them. And I got a feeling we're going to have to grade on a curve to get anyone to pass, but I want to see what your thoughts are. I'm going to start with an easy one first. Commissioner Kevin Warren. Now, he's new to the job, and he's been thrown into this mess, but his most outward-facing presentation was probably his interview with the Big Ten Conference, the Big Ten Network. And he did not perform very well there. So overall, what kind of grade would you give the commissioner?
Yeah, it's a D- at this point, Jim. And what's saving him from an F is probably what many of you are screaming at your radio or however you're listening to us right now. But two things are. Number one, I will give him a little bit of leeway because it's his first year on the job. And in fact, he hasn't even completed his first year. And two, I thought he was pretty smart and thoughtful early on in saying that, you know, we have to treat this thing like it's serious and we may not have a season despite what plans we put in place. But Jim, as we've discussed at length, it was just such a disaster the way everything's been communicated. And he kind of went dark for a while there. He seems like a guy who isn't very big on interviews. And, you know, I can't remember whose column it was, but somebody had made the point, and it's a good one, that, you know, if this was still Jim Delaney's Big Ten, he would have sold this decision in a way that only he could. And then he would have had the university presidents out defending it on his behalf and owning that decision on his behalf. And instead, everyone's just letting everybody else get run over by the bus here over and over and over again. And it's become a very messy situation with no really good resolution in sight because everyone's kind of been quiet about it. So, Jim, it's been a very disappointing couple of weeks to watch how this whole thing has played out on social media, in the media, and the guy who played a seemingly very big role in making this decision come to light has really not talked about it much. And it took him a while to rebuke Nebraska after they very staunchly said that they were going to try to find somewhere else to play, and it's just very, very messy at this point in time. And again, it was always going to make people upset when you made this decision, okay? Because it's an emotional one. It's one that nobody wanted to hear or deal with. And I get that 100%. But at the same time, you have to own your decision. And this was a mess from the beginning because Jim, he didn't own his decision out of the gate. Now, at least I didn't think he did. You know, he was very much He was very much evasive in the interview with Big Ten Network and Dave Rebson, and he would not answer direct questions with any kind of direct answer, and he didn't sound like his heart was in this decision, even though it felt like he was the one really kind of driving the bus here. And as soon as that happened, it opened the door. It's like, you know, shark circling for blood in the water. I mean, it opened the door for everyone to go on the offensive and put their own opinion out there, and that's how we ended up with the mess of a thing that we're watching unfold right now in public.
Did you ever think you'd long for the days of Jim Delaney as the commissioner?
I can't say that I thought that would be the case, but here we are.
Wasn't on my list, but I'll give Dave Rebson an A for the interview. I thought he asked all the right questions, and when he didn't get an answer, he pushed for the answer a second time. He was very professional about it, but I thought he did a great job with that interview, but there was nothing you could do with Kevin Warren's answers. I think you are being generous. I would have given him a failing grade, an F. It was an awful interview. Now, I'm a fan. I want them to play, so that's the answer I want to hear. The second best answer is, you know what? We own this decision. We made it for health reasons, and let me show you why. Here was the data we used to come to this decision. And it would be a case, well, maybe I don't agree, but at least I understand. And he did not do that, nor did it appear any of the presidents. But let's move on. How about James Franklin in all this? What's your take on his performance?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I would grade him very positively. You know, I'm not terribly thrilled about the fact that he's been a little bit quiet. Now, he is set to speak later Wednesday, so you'll have to stay tuned for that later in the week, but we'll find out some more from him. But Jim, he fought for his players. He went on ESPN, albeit a day after Ryan Day did, so he's running a little bit behind there. So I give him I'm going to give him an A, because the recruits I talked to, Jim, were overwhelmingly appreciative of the way Penn State and especially Coach Franklin handled this whole situation. Obviously, the players feel like Coach Franklin and the staff support them. The parents are not complaining about Coach Franklin. They're complaining about the Big Ten and President Barron being silent about all of this. So I don't know what more he could have done at this point. You know, again, could he have been a little bit more vocal and outgoing? You know, he still hasn't released a statement on the topic, for example, and we're a week removed now from everything that took place. It was bizarre to me that Ricky Ronnie put out that wonderfully heartfelt message and the Penn State football account retweeted it, but they didn't have anything to tweet from Coach Franklin directly, which was just kind of really odd to me. But he was clearly doing a lot of work behind the scenes and within the program, fighting for his players. We've seen that come up over and over again. So, Jim, I'm not really sure there's much more he could have done at this point. And the fact that he is now, according to Sandy Barber, on some kind of a committee that is looking into how the spring semester football season can happen tells me that he will continue to push for his players' beliefs and their desire to play, and the figuring out the ways they can do that as safely and as healthy as possible.
I agree. I thought he did a pretty good job. And if he's hesitant at all, I think he's also stuck between support of the players and what they want to do, which of course is to get back on the field, and also what his bosses, his employers, I'm assuming that Penn State, if there was a vote, they, or at the very least, they went along with the cancellation of the fall. So he's got to also be a little careful there about how outspoken he could be. Also, I'm glad you mentioned the Ricky Ronnie statement that he put out on Twitter. If you haven't seen it, please find it on Twitter. It's also on our Twitter page. I reposted it. It was excellent. Very well done. I'm giving Ricky Ronnie an A just for that alone. All right. Let's move on, Greg. How about Justin Fields? We know he put out that petition online. I believe it was on Sunday he put it out. It's already in the hundreds of thousands, the people who have signed that. What do you think about that? A player, probably the most high-profile player in the Big Ten, coming out the way he did.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it was great to see that. And, you know, It's yet another, and I'll give him an A as well, but it's yet another example, Jim, of the fact that these players are really starting to realize that their voice carries weight and they can be a reason for change and they can push for things that they believe in and that they can, via social media, really have a direct line to the people with power and in power. And that's a pretty powerful thing. And now all these kids have time to sit around and figure out what a players association might look like. And again, there's a lot of legal experts out there that I've seen. And then obviously we ain't lawyers, Jim, or we probably wouldn't be sitting here doing this, but you know, they're saying that it's going to be very, very difficult to form a union in the college ranks, similar to the ones that we see at the professional ranks, for any number of reasons. And so I get that, but they could still form an association that gets a seat at the table for the players. And it seems like we're inevitably heading toward that being the case, Jim. So Justin Fields will probably be at the very forefront of that, and some Penn State guys might be as well.
Yeah, I give him a lot of credit for that also. And I do believe you're right. The players have discovered they do have some leverage in all of this. And going forward, as issues come up, they can use that leverage. The one thing I will caution the players on is be careful. Don't push too far. Don't go over the line where you're going to lose the support of the public. When Justin Fields comes out and says, "We want to play," he's going to get a lot of support from the public. And there's a lot of other issues where I think they will get support. Be careful, though. I think the Pac-10 players, Pac-12 players, they went too far with their, and they even called them demands. And I think that turned off a lot of folks in the public. All right. How about this, Greg? We've seen now several teams where the parents of the players have gotten together and they put out a letter that they not only sent to the Big Ten offices, but again, use of social media, they made those letters very public. What do you think of the parents getting involved?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think that they feel like the kids' voices weren't heard as much as they thought they should be. So, so they have basically now tried to put their own two cents into it. I mean, yeah, they obviously, I give them a lot of credit for fighting for their kids and everything else, but I don't really know if they're going to have that really big of an impact. You know, I just think that the decision's been made and it was made at a high level, and maybe the presidents will be more willing to talk about how that decision got there with the parents now that they've made their demands known. But I mean, I'll give them an A for fighting and for answering the bell, but I just don't know if it's going to have as much of an impact as people hope that it might.
Where I think it helps having the parents do this is the players are going to say they want to play no matter what. By having the parents do it, you get the folks who probably are most concerned about the players' well-being. And if you have that group saying, "We think they should play," that's a pretty strong statement. All right, Greg, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around in quarter number three. We are going to ask Greg.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.